Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
The FIA World Endurance Championship on RS1.
On RS1.
Part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
So, a very good afternoon and welcome to live coverage right here on the Radio Show Limited Network of Channels to the first round of the season. My name's Johnny Palmer. Delighted to say that I'm going to be joined for the next hour by John Hindoff as well. And John, you're going to be keeping me company for tomorrow's race. You and I have been glued to the first three free practice sessions. I think the first one yesterday offered more questions than answers.
Well, actually, you can go back to Monday and Tuesday as well, JP. We did our preview for this championship on Monday night. There'd been two sessions. There was a further two sessions on Tuesday at the prologue. And then up until now, another 4 hours of practice, free practice. And it was only in the last 1 hour, which was earlier on this afternoon, that the brave new world, as you called it, the two Japanese hypercars actually got to the front of the grid and to the top of the timing screens. There's been a bit of controversy already with Toyota asking the ACO and the FIA if it might be possible to slow the LMP2s down a wee bit. They've said categorically that's not going to happen, first of all, this weekend, and then even more recently. It's been reported, at least, that it won't happen this season now. And what might happen, of course, is there may be a little bit of tweaking of the performance of the cars in the LMH, the hypercar class. Two Toyota Gazoo Racing cars, 7 and 8, and the recycled Rebellion, which for me made me smile when I was looking through some of the balance of performance. It is still listed as a Rebellion R13. It's entered as an Alpine A480 Gibson by Alpine Elf Matt Mut. That car is still a little bit of an enigma to me. I know it's had some more weight put onto it and getting them for 100 horsepower taken away. But I reckon that car's a good 2 seconds slower than I was expecting it to be. I still think the Toyotas have got pace in that car. But then again, JP, it's qualifying. Who knows? Things could go wrong. They might not switch the tyres on. We'll have to keep an eye on the track temperature, etc., etc., etc.
Well, plenty of people are eager for an unusual result from the next 10-minute sessions just to spice up the start of a new campaign. I think that's less likely because of the regulations, because in LMP2, you can't use a platinum or a gold driver to qualify the car. So we're looking at a silver or, if you've no silver, then a bronze driver. And we do have those now with regularity in the LMP2 category because of the new Pro-Am subclass within LMP2. Now, this was a thing 2 weeks ago for the opening of the European Le Mans Series as well. A separate amount of points, separate championship effectively, on offer for Pro-Am teams that are running a bronze with potentially two platinums as well. So you still only have the one gentleman element, but it's knocking it down from the usual silver to the bronze. But you can also score overall LMP2 points as well. I think it's a really interesting addition and means that we've got to have eyes in two different places in LMP2.
Yeah, and let me, if you're joining us for the first time, which I understand because this is our first live broadcast for FIA WEC in 2021, and you're wondering what we're talking about with the LMP2s being so close to the top class of cars. This new hypercar category, the cars are much, much heavier. The Toyota is running at 1040 kilograms and the Rebellion at 930. That makes them a little less dynamic than the old cars that we've seen, and they don't have quite as much power either, or indeed as much grip and downforce, because that's been wheedled out as well with the new regulations. So the LMP2s were taken down by about 40 horsepower to 560. Now, that was announced back end of last year. Now, they did some simulations and some back-to-back track tests, including at Paul Ricard High-Speed Test Track. Another 20 kilogram were added to P2s, and another 27 horsepower was taken off. Now, earlier on this month, was it last month? I can't remember now. Everybody was told they had to use the low downforce aero kit, the Le Mans spec aero kit, for the whole season on LMP2. So that's what's happened, and that was meant to slow things down and give the opportunity for those cars, for the new cars, to be quicker. It hasn't quite worked like that at Spa. Now, is that a Spa thing? Is it everybody getting up to speed thing? We'll find out later on. But first of all, JP, we've got a stunning 17 car field of GT